There are growing indications inmates at Pelican Bay State Prison plan to launch a second hunger strike Monday to protest conditions in the facility's controversial security housing units. Corrections officials have said they're reassessing the way they run the isolation units, but the inmates appear to have their doubts, as Michael Montgomery reports.
Inmates locked in Pelican Bay's windowless security housing unit are not allowed to give interviews and can't make phone calls. But in handwritten letters and communications to advocacy groups, dozens of prisoners say they will once again start refusing state-issued food.
Through formal and informal sources, say they're going to start to strike again. They're tired of being tortured.
Dorsey Nunn directs legal services for prisoners with children, an advocacy group, and was involved in mediation during the last hunger strike. He says the inmates are taking the action because they don't believe the Department of Corrections is serious about meeting their demands. They include allowing phone calls and more family visits and reducing the time inmates spend in isolation.
The Department of Correction doesn't have any real credibility based on court litigation, based on promises made, based on a whole bunch of other stuff.
But prison officials say the department has kept its word and will have new policy guidelines ready next month. Corrections Undersecretary Scott Kernan says it's the strike leaders who are being insincere by threatening another action.
It's unlike in the first instance where we certainly evaluated their concerns and thought that there was some merit to it. This instance appears to be much more manipulative, and it certainly has the possibility of being a real disruption to the Department of Corrections and the security of its staff and inmates.
Kernan says officials will treat any new hunger strike as a mass disturbance and will take disciplinary action against anyone who takes part. Inmates are now calling on the governor to intervene. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.